David Cameron has criticised the proposed exclusion of Northern Ireland parties from the TV general election debates. Prime Minister has insisted he still wants the debates to happen. He's questioned why the DUP and other parties would not be included when Welsh and Scottish parties are. Here he is speaking on Radio 4's Today programme.
That if you include one minor party, UKIP, you have to include another minor party, the Greens. Now, when I said this, people said that's unreasonable and all the rest of it. Now, everyone accepts this is the case. Indeed, the broadcasters have gone rather further than I suggested and have suggested including Plaid Cymru and SNP and all the rest.
And is that OK with you?
The other, that's, you know, in the end, it is, you know, it's their programme. It's they're the ones talking to each other and then telling us what they think. I don't think you can suddenly have SNP and Plaid Cymru without having someone from Northern Ireland. So I think they've got in a bit of a muddle about that. But nonetheless, that's...
Well, hello, that's terribly important, isn't it? So, but you're saying if you then included the Northern Ireland parties, DUP and Sinn Féin, that's OK with you? It goes ahead.
That is... Look, as I said, I was making one point, which is you can't have UKIP without having the Greens. The broadcasters then went off and did something else, and that's their prerogative. The other point I've made, and I've been making this point for well over a year now, is that I think the debates are better. Now we know when the election is, the debates are better outside the election campaign, because last time I found, although the debates were excellent and I enjoyed taking part in them, they took all the life out of the election campaign. No one could talk about anything else.
Well, Kevin Maguire of the Daily Mirror is with us. He's just said the broadcasters are all in the muddle over this, Kevin. That's not too far off the truth, according to some.
No, I think the broadcasters have handled it very badly. Come up with a set of proposals that really weren't workable, came up with another set that aren't workable too. And I agree, if the Scottish Nationalists and Plaid Cymru are in, the parties in Northern Ireland should be in, particularly when the DUP has 8 MPs, which makes it the fourth biggest bloc in the Westminster Parliament after the Conservatives, Labour and Liberal Democrats. But the truth of it really, and of course it is possible that David Cameron, if he fails to get a majority, may be relying on DUP votes if he runs a minority government instead of going for another coalition.
Is this not just Northern Ireland getting caught up here in a game by Cameron where he wants to avoid the debates?
Exactly. He doesn't want the debate. It's quite clear. He wants them, he's now suggested, shifting them to another time because he has a huge war chest and he will have the Tory papers on his side. That's how he thinks he'll win the election. Last time around, 2010, he said the debate should be a permanent part of British politics. Well, now he's in power and he thinks he didn't get his majority because of those debates when Nick Clegg did better. Next time round, I suspect Ed Miliband wouldn't be as bad as David Cameron pretends. He'd also have a record he has to defend. That's what he's trying to scupper the debate. So he's looking for anything, but he has got a point.
Do you think the broadcasters will cave in? Will the DUP be allowed in? And Sinn Féin, for that matter. The SLP, Alliance Party, they all want in now.
Well, no, absolutely. Sinn Féin, 5 seats, may not take them, but nevertheless, they stand in the election and people vote for them. The broadcasters have blinked once, so you'll think they'll blink twice, maybe even blink 3 times. They've made a complete mess of it.
Thanks, Kevin. The 10 o'clock news from the BBC comes next.